Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome to a special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am Molly McCord, and I am grateful for your presence today as I speak with a lovely author who has wonderful messages to share in her new book. We're going to look at prosperity and how you can connect with the prosperity that is your divine birthright and that is yours for claiming more fully in your life. I'm excited to introduce you to this wonderful woman and her great new release. As always, I like to give you a few quick updates to have on your calendar and on your mind. I am offering free marketing courses for indie authors, and this course is designed to help you, even if you are an independent author, a consultant, a spiritual expert, a metaphysical practitioner. These courses are designed to help you get your message out there because people are looking for you. They are ready for your wisdom and your gifts. So check out ConsciousCoolChic.com and click on Offer Awesomeness to sign up for these free courses that are every 2 weeks. And also you'll find on the website, I've just released a new 44-page guide devoted to self-love and light, and it's all about increasing your self-love, and you can get that for free on the website, and it will be automatically delivered to your inbox. So today's guest is a wonderful, wonderful woman. Tammy Balachewski has her doctorate in two different counseling modalities in holistic life counseling and metaphysical counseling. She also is certified in spiritual psychology, metaphysical science, and psychology. She has a ton of certifications, and all of this wisdom she is using to support you on your journey. She is a holistic life counselor and an author, a hypnotherapist, and life coach. She hosts the very popular Journey to Center radio show on Empower Radio, and I invite you to check out her program because she interviews incredible guests, including Gary Zukav, Mark Nepo, and numerous others that you've probably heard of. She is an artist and an art for healing instructor. She's also the author of Manifesting Love from the Inside Out, which was her first book, her first release. And today, Tammy is here to talk with us about her second release, Manifesting Prosperity from the Inside Out, which, very excited to tell you, has just been declared an international bestseller. So, Tammy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Molly. I'm honored to have the conversation.
And I'm excited for more people to find this book. I'm holding it in my hand as we speak. And there are so many wonderful points that you make, Tammy. And first of all, congratulations that the book has already made bestseller status.
Oh, I'm so excited. You were the first person to tell me that. So thank you. It's exciting.
Yes, well, I just really believe in this book, and I really believe in your messages. And everybody, I want to let you know as well that Tammy's website is Tammy, that's Tammy with an I, TammyBPhD.com. TammyBPhD.com. You can also find her, of course, on Facebook and on Twitter, and her Facebook page is Manifesting from the Inside Out. I like to get all that out there so that people can click around as they're listening and really connect with more that you're doing, Tammy. So this book, it's so special, and I would love to know, why is the subtitle From the Inside Out?
Yes, with both of my
what
books,
called
from, yes, From the Inside Out is the subtitle of both of my books. And the reason for that is there really is no out there. Everything we experience in our lives, from our relationships to our bank accounts to the homes we live in to the cars we drive, it's all just a reflection of our thoughts and our beliefs and our perceived internal sense of value. It's all just a mirror. And that's not something, you know, we're taught as a child, not in our society anyway. Buddha says there's no out there. Everything is a reflection and manifestation of the mind. And so many people get mad about the out there. And to me, that's victim consciousness. And nothing can really change as long as you're in that space. But once we start to really think about this and open our minds to it and take responsibility for our internal reality, make those changes, then our external reality starts to transform in seemingly miraculous ways. And it's really exciting, and it's a very empowered way to live your life.
That's such an important perspective for us to remember, because a lot of people listen to the show and they've been on a spiritual path, and you know, they do their work or they're interested in all this information, but then we forget sometimes about coming back to that inner place that is really our truth and our very special light. And so with this book, Manifesting Prosperity from the Inside Out, let me ask you this. Do you believe everyone is capable of manifesting prosperity?
You know, Molly, I really do. And it doesn't mean everybody's destined to be a billionaire. That's not what I'm saying. But I do deeply believe every single person breathing is an aspect of divine consciousness. And the truth is that we are all wonderful, worthy, valuable, adored. You know, it's like we're God's kids and he wants prosperity for us. And I do think we are capable of manifesting a life that's filled with joy, with grace, with ease. It doesn't mean there's not going to be tough lessons and difficult challenges. That's not what I'm saying. But I do believe we are all capable. And, of course, I think some people are in realities that are deeper. You know, some of us are in a deeper hole than others when we arrive on planet Earth as babies. And I believe that goes back to possibly past life incarnations and what we're supposed to learn. And it may be harder for somebody, you know, in the slums of India to pull themselves up. But I still believe that that potential exists, though it can be hard if we're surrounded by others who don't support and inspire and promote that way of thinking and being. But it still does not mean it is impossible. I do think it's possible.
And that's really important, too. It's knowing that we have to hear these messages again and again to remind ourselves of our own power, to remind ourselves of our own possibilities, our unlimited possibilities. And so if you have been studying prosperity, manifesting abundance for a while, I think what I like about your book, Tammy, are the exercises that you give and provide, as well as the case studies, which are quite powerful, the stories from clients. But what I love is that it's so important to just remind ourselves to really get it ingrained deeper that this is definitely possible, and that we have the power to really work with this energy. And so you say in the book, there are two ways to live our lives. Can you share with us what those two ways are?
Yes. Again, you know, we touched on it a little, and I'm glad you asked, because I think this is so important when we boil it down. There's victim and there's empowered. And I think it correlates a little bit with what Einstein said. Do you believe the universe is a safe and loving place or not. And if you do not, you are fear-based. And that will place you in a position of feeling like a victim, like life is happening to you. You have no control. That's a scary posture in the world. The other stance was, and I did that for a long time. I really lived that way for a great deal of my life. And then when somebody asked me that question, is the universe a safe and loving place? I said, no, absolutely not. Look at what's happened to me. But then I realized, well, maybe I can experiment with this other way of being. Maybe I am safe. Maybe I am adored. So I'm going to try this out. And if it doesn't work, I'll go back to this way of being that's not really working for me. So I did relax into that. I pretended for a little while that God loved me. I let myself feel like I was safe. I let myself relax. And, you know, a funny thing happened. Things started to get better. Things started to shift. And then I started taking greater and greater responsibility for myself and my inner world, you know, working with the subconscious mind and visualization and getting into the feeling state and working with my inner child. And now I really have the strong experience that life isn't happening to me. I'm creating my life. That's empowered. And I think once people open their mind to that possibility and put their feet on that path, their lives can improve dramatically, almost immediately.
We get disconnected from our power with money, I think, because of mm-hmm. how we perceive it to be outside of ourselves. And
so
as
true.
You so beautifully described, you know, claiming that part of our energy, claiming that part of our inner world, you know, looking at what those fears are, what those beliefs are, what how we're limiting ourselves. You know, when we really go in and look at that part of us, we can find a lot of gold. And so you say so beautifully that, you know, you talk about the subconscious mind, and that is something that's a very popular topic right now for many experts. And why do you say it is important to make friends with the subconscious mind? Some people listening might be brand new to this, and so I'd love to hear more about this part of our inner work.
It has been, I think, the biggest piece of the healing puzzle for me is making friends with my subconscious mind. And I am a hypnotherapist, and stepping into that realm, the realm of the subconscious, completely transformed every aspect of my life. So, you know, we all hear things when we're very, very young, before we have conscious reasoning available to us, before we have the capacity to cultivate or create memory. You know, we heard things maybe in utero. Maybe we're bringing stuff in from a past life. We heard something when we were 6 months old in our high chair, and we were eating Cheerios, and our mom and dad got in a fight about money. And that is programming our mind to believe these messages. It becomes part of our foundation for our worldly experience. And it's not like when we're 12 years old or 15-year-old or even an adult say, well, you know, that was silly, that was not true. It's so woven into the fabric of our beingness, we can't just intellectually change our mind about it. So when we go into a guided meditative state, hypnosis, and we go into the deeper realms of theta, delta, you know, alpha, we can go in there and we can heal these beliefs. We can change these beliefs. You know, an analogy I love, Molly, is like we're all like iPods. When we arrive on Earth, we're empty iPods as babies. And our parents start downloading our music and our material. And sure, there's lots of different types of music in the world, but our iPod, we can't play that music until it's been downloaded. We're going to play the music that's on there. And sometimes we don't like the music that's on there. But through guided meditation, making friends with the subconscious mind, we can delete some of those tunes, and we can download the new music that we really want to play, that we love, and have a very different experience of life than maybe we were prompted to or started out having.
That is brilliant. I love that. Now I will always look at my iPod differently. I think that is a great way to explain it. I mean, that is so relatable, and it just makes you think that is what our subconscious mind holds, are all of those tracks.
Yes.
Or all of those
yes.
downloads, and you might think, I don't remember downloading this. I don't remember paying $1.29 for this one. That
yes.
is great, Tammy. I love it. If you're just
and, you
joining
know,
us, we're talking. Go ahead.
oh, we can get really mad about the songs that are playing, but when we take responsibility and say, you know, there's something in me that created this, or I believed this at some point, and now I can change my mind about it. I can take responsibility and change this tune. And that, again, it comes back to being empowered. Instead of being angry about it, you get excited about it. You're like, I can make a change.
Right.
I've seen this pattern. I don't like it. I can make a change. So that's where I get really excited when I help clients. It's like, let's reprogram this. Let's change that music out. Let's do something really different. What is it you want? So that, to me, is that's exciting. That's exciting work.
It is exciting. And like you said, it's incredibly empowering to return to that choice of what do I want to be playing here? What do I choose? What do I intentionally and consciously choose in my life and in within myself? If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Dr. Tammy Balicheski. She is here sharing her international bestseller, Manifesting Prosperity from the Inside Out. And I want to let you know, friends, that on her website, you can sign up on her email list and get a free report, which has 6 reasons you are not manifesting and 10 steps to start manifesting, and you get an MP3 download. So check out Tammy's website, Tammy, TammyBPhD.com, and be sure and grab a copy of this paperback. It is on Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon.ca or Amazon.com. I'm holding the book in my hand because I love it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful book. But this book is one that you see. I love the work of Catherine Ponder. And I felt that your book here, Tammy, reminded me of the quality of that type of messages and wisdom. And so I really resonated with what you are sharing because it has a lot of richness and quality, and it has, you know, you in it. Like, you really are beautiful in sharing your story and what you've experienced.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. You know, it
right.
wasn't, the path was not easy. So, I mean, it's not like I'm just sitting on this mountaintop and I was just given a lot of money and prosperity and, you know, life was handed to me in a really simple, graceful, easy fashion. I really had to do a lot of work to climb up the mountain, so to speak. And, you know, I say all the time, I'm rags to riches, back to rags, and back to riches story. The first time I manifested a lot of abundance in my life, I couldn't sustain it because on a very deep subconscious level, there was a part of me that was like, you don't deserve this. And I sabotaged myself. And that was the gift of that was just being brought to my knees, learning how to do this inner work so that I can light the way for others. Because if I'm just living a prosperous life, that to me seems a little bit shallow unless I'm able to help others claim it for themselves. This is really about being of service in a way that I can start a prosperity revolution and help other people manifest their dreams and their heart's desires. That's what makes it really fun, really exciting. That's my truest passion and my purpose.
Yes, and it's very relatable because you had to figure it out. You had to do your inner work just like all of us do when we are meant to be experts at something. We don't get the shortcuts. We have to go in and really stand there and say, okay, I earned this credibility. I know what I'm talking about because I have done this, which is a wonderful gift to share with the world. And you write in the book, Tammy, that you talk about the saboteur and that we all have one. This is an important topic. I feel this is a part of ourselves that we can keep in the shadows and not look at. So can you tell me more about the saboteur?
I'm so glad you asked because this is such, again, an important piece of the puzzle. We can't out-earn our inner sense of value, and our subconscious mind will always dictate what we manifest. And the saboteur, Carolyn Mace, who's an archetypal expert, says there's 4 archetypes every single human being has: the inner child, the victim, the prostitute, and the saboteur. And I can understand the inner child. I get that. The victim, yeah, I get that too. The prostitute, that's not just about sex or money. It's about doing anything you don't want to do for money to survive in the world. And I get that, too. I've done a lot of things I didn't want to do. I didn't want to wait tables. I didn't want to, you know, be a cocktail waitress. I didn't want to be a massage therapist. I didn't enjoy that, but I had to pay my bills. Most people can relate to, I don't want to do this, but I have to pay my bills. So the saboteur is actually the part of us that can't exceed a good feeling state. It's an upper limit. How much love can I stand? How much joy can I handle before I have to put the brakes on because it's too much, I can't handle it, it's freaking me out, I'm out of control, I don't deserve this. So it was interesting to me to find out every person has this. And by making friends with that aspect, which we can do through guided meditation and guided imagery, we can glean valuable wisdom that can really transform our finances and our lives. And you know, the saboteur, Molly, isn't really there to sabotage us so much as it is there with the intention, this is what I see constantly, to keep us safe, even if that means being small, even if that means hiding behind a rock or under a blanket. It's like it's not safe to be seen. It's not safe to be out there, and I don't really deserve that much love or that much prosperity. I don't deserve to be at my ideal weight and have vibrant health. Who am I to have those things? I'm going to play small because it's safer that way, and it's really what I believe I deserve. So repeatedly when I work with people to do guided meditations and have the saboteur come out of the shadows, the revelations are profound, profound. And then we can always ask our saboteur, is there a way we can work together to manifest a life that feels good for everyone, for all of us? And the saboteur always has the best advice. As a counselor, I could give people advice, but that inner aspect really holds the key to each person's personal prosperity and lessons. So it's really exciting for me when people want to have appointments and get in touch with that part of themselves, because I know their lives are going to change for the better in really significant ways.
And, you know, you just offered so much wonderful information right there that I got to thinking that, you know, as people are reading this book and they want to work with themselves more or they need more guidance and one-on-one care, they can reach out to you for a session for counseling support, correct? They can work with you.
Absolutely.
To go deeper into this part of themselves.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to do is work with private clients. And I like to, you know, some people want to come and just do onesie twosies. My passion is to really get into committed relationships with my clients. And let's do 3 months of work and set your strong intentions. And let's, you know, as a life coach, I really consider myself to be like a tour guide. And it's like, okay, where do you want to go? You tell me where you want to go. I have the map, and I'll make sure you get there. I'll do everything I can to support you in manifesting your intentions. So it's really exciting to see that happen. It's such an honor and privilege to hold people's hands as they, you know, travel through the rough terrain and finally get on the path that feels like home, where they're aligned with their soul and manifesting their purpose. So I love that. And I will be offering, I think, 6-week teleseminars pretty soon. Just, you know, people are like, well, I'd like to work with you, Tammy, but I can't afford it. I understand that. I will be offering 6-week teleseminars that will be very cost-effective. And if people can't afford anything, they can go to my website. They can download the free report. A lot of good information there. They can download the free guided meditation. If you just participate with those two tools right there, your life's going to change. I also have a free ebook, Making Friends with Your Subconscious Mind. So if people have, you know, no funds, they can still go in there and get the energy starting to move in the direction of prosperity. So
right.
I just,
yes,
again, want to create a revolution for people to tap into their inner value and receive it. So, yeah, if people go to Tammy B. PhD, they can get that stuff and start getting the party started.
That's right, and it's very generous of you to offer the free download and, you know, in addition to the book, just to give people these tools where you literally can start anywhere you are in your life. It's almost like only thing that would hold you back is your which
yes.
is also a wonderful gift to look at. And why am I holding myself back from this work? So lots of good stuff here. Tammy, you really like guided imagery. Can you share with us a little bit about why you like that and why it is so effective?
I get so excited, Molly. Thank you. It is just, to me, an incredible way of accessing the subconscious mind. It's almost like a waking dream. And you're not making things happen. You're not forcing things to happen. You're witnessing. So, you know, all of us dream at night, but we don't always remember our dreams. I thought it was interesting to find out they did a dream deprivation study, and it's not so much sleep that we need as dream time. So if participants in the study were allowed to sleep but woken up whenever they dreamed, they ended up having some real problems, real challenges of falling apart of their personalities. So the subconscious mind wants to interact, it wants to dialogue, it wants to participate, it wants to inform us. So when we do guided meditation, it's a way of doing it in a more conscious way that we can remember very clearly. So we can ask for the saboteur to come forward and glean their wisdom. We can ask for the inner child to come forward and ask them how they're feeling and what they're doing. And it's a way of taking responsibility and consciously participating with the aspects, the wounds, the glory, the magic that is residing in the realms of the subconscious mind, pulling them out of the shadow, interacting, dialoguing, connecting, creating that relationship, which in turn helps us become whole and congruent. And that's when our lives start to really work.
Absolutely, yes. Bringing all of it into the light with love, mm-hmm. with compassion, with appreciation, and that's what mm-hmm. transforms it. That's what gets it moving. We just have a few minutes left, everyone, and we are talking with Dr. Tammy Belichewski about her wonderful book, Manifesting Prosperity from the Inside Out. On the cover, it has a gorgeous mandala, and you do, in the book here and in your own world, mandala work, and I just would love people to know maybe the symbolism or what inspired you to have the mandala on the cover of this book as well. Other book, Manifesting Love from the Inside Out.
Yeah, mandalas are my teachers, they're my friends, and again, Carl Jung refers to them as the archetype of wholeness, simply by virtue of, you know, coloring one or creating one. You can do it with crayons, you can do it with like magic markers, you can do it with colored pencils, you can do it with acrylic paints, you can do it with watercolors. When we create sacred circles with intention, it brings all parts of us home. It integrates us. It's like, you know, those Etch-a-Sketches where, not the Etch-a-Sketch, the guy with the beard with the magnets, and you could, like, pull the magnets. It's like pulls all those little splintered aspects of ourselves towards the center. And it heals us on such a deep level. It's beyond intellect. It's beyond reason. It's beyond comprehension. It's a spiritual path disguised as art. And really, when we align ourselves and live from the center, that's when we're connected to our soul and to source. And we pull those pieces of ourselves back home into the center with love and compassion and appreciation, just like you said, Molly. That's when we heal on a very, very deep level. And again, that's when life starts to work with greater grace and ease and joy. And that's when life can become heaven on earth, which I think is what God wants for all of us.
Yes, I'm nodding my head as you're speaking. I'm just completely with you on all of this, and it's so great. I know that people love hearing the backstory or the understanding around, you know, why something is represented, especially on a book cover. And for everybody listening, if you are loving Tammy's wisdom and everything she shares, be sure and check out her radio show on Empower Radio, and it's Empower Radio with one R, empowerradio.com, and you'll see that she just had a recent interview with Mark Nepo and some other wonderful world-renowned specialists. And Tammy, I'd love to just finish up here with one other question for you. You know, what are a few things that people can do to get the energy of prosperity moving? And I suppose we touched on this with letting them know about your email list, but what are some other things they can do?
Yeah, people sign up. I'm going to give out weekly prosperity tips, a couple things they could start right now. Clear out the clutter physically in your environment. If you have people you haven't forgiven, set the intention to clear out the clutter in your mind, in your home, in your heart. That's a big one. Clean out the weeds in your garden so you make the space to plant the seeds that you really want. So once we do the forgiveness and we get our home in order, the next really important thing a lot of people have resistance with is tithe. Make a commitment from today forward, 10% of what you manifest, you're going to give to whatever's feeding you spiritually. And that doesn't have to be an organized religion. It doesn't have to be church. It can be a friend that says the right thing at the right time. It can be, anything that feeds your soul. And it's just really acknowledging spirit as your source of good, of your money. And once we do that, we make God a priority, then we become more of a priority in the world. It really opens the floodgates. I have tons of stories about this in my book. And it can be the biggest sticking point for people who want to manifest greater prosperity, because it does take great faith. But I say, experiment with this. You will find that you will be richly rewarded. Clean up your space, start tithing, your life is going to start to shift.
Those are wonderful practical tips that, again, anyone can do. I just took a huge load of stuff to Goodwill earlier this week, and it feels mm-hmm. good to clear out.
It does feel
to
good.
To pass it
a little
forward.
Breathing room. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, especially the stuff we accumulate. So we have covered a lot, and I just think this book can really help people, which is why I'm excited to share it and to make sure that people are introduced to you, are connected to you. Everybody, Tammy has another book called Manifesting Love from the Inside Out, which is a whole other wonderful topic. But I just want to let you know that this is a series of information that she's sharing. And so if you strongly resonate with her perspective, with everything that she's offering to you, you might also really enjoy Manifesting Love from the Inside Out as well. So, Tammy, again, I'm so grateful that you are here today. Is there anything else you'd like to leave everybody with before we sign off?
I'm just sending you immense blessings of prosperity, grace, ease, joy, and you can turn inward right now and ask for your prosperity healing symbol to come forward. Just sit with that. It can inform you from the inside out, and that's the only way things really work. And Molly, thank you. You are such a pleasure. I adore you, and I'm just so grateful for the work you're doing in the world and for this opportunity to have the conversation.
Thank you, Tammy. Likewise, I reflect it all back out to you because I equally respect and appreciate everything that you are sharing. Remember, everyone, you can get the book on Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. It's a good paperback. That's the other thing. I love that I have a paperback because this is a book you want to keep on your nightstand because it's beautiful and it's something you just like pick up and read before going to bed and you go into a better dream state, I think, with these thoughts
so
on your mind. So,
yes. Powerful work.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and joining us. Be sure and go to Tammy's website and join the email list for those free downloads and reports. And Tammy, thank you again for being here. It was a great pleasure to speak with you.
My pleasure as well. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. I will see you next Wednesday for our next live episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. And don't forget to sign up on the email list for your free report. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and we'll be in touch soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.